Right now, when we think about liquid water, we tend to think of this stuff in this glass here, and it tastes good to drink. It feels good to drink when it's clean, and it has this kind of refreshing quality to it for a lot of us. But my body is 70% water, and not a single ounce of that is in this form. The vast majority of the water within my body is actually in a crystalline structure. If you've ever seen Jell-O, eaten Jell-O, made Jell-O, you see liquid turn into a solid. And that gel-like structure within Jell-O is the result of complex crystal structures of the water organizing itself around proteins. And that's how I hold water. And it turns out that my biologic age and my likelihood of disease correlates perfectly with how much crystal water do I hold. That crystal water is holding something within it, and it's light. In a very amazing biologic phenomenon, this planet is able to capture solar energy in chlorophyll, which are tiny little mitochondria that live inside of plants, little bacteria. And these chlorophyll have been able to take CO2 and turn it into batteries. And the battery is a long chain of carbon. Double carbon bond is the most efficient battery ever invented by nature. It takes no energy to maintain the light within that. So sunlight is captured between two CO2 molecules, and then eight, and then 12, and these long carbon chains. And then we digest those by consuming food. And we liberate glucose, sugars, carbohydrates, fatty acids in the oils in our foods. And we package that up in our liver and send it out to every cell in the body. And it turns out the human cells don't know how to use any of that glucose or fatty acids. There's no mechanism for releasing the sunlight. So it has to pass it down to the mitochondria living inside our cells. So it's basically the mitochondria in plants communicating potential energy to the mitochondria within us. Those mitochondria start breaking apart the CO2 and start releasing sunlight back into the cellular matrix. And that's what's being held within the crystal structure of water. And it turns out that when I drink water like this, I'm doing very little to support the crystalline structure within my cells. For this to turn into a crystal, it takes a complex relationship to a vast array of salts, mineral amino acid complexes, and protein structures. And that's where we kind of lost the hydration story. If I drink this water, it's going to feel good. It's going to feel like I'm hydrating myself for a few minutes, but I'm going to pee this out in the next 45 minutes. If I haven't emptied my bladder, it will be sitting in my bladder. It's no longer in my body. It's outside of my body again because this pure water has no reservoir in my body. It has to pass quickly through my bloodstream back to the kidneys and get out to my urine. And so the journey into health is really a rediscovery of how do you get water into the crystal stage. And that it's a complex journey in some ways, but it is an exciting premise to begin with, is I need to be more full of light. How do I become more full of light so that I'm more vital, so I can repair at a faster rate than ever before because there's more poisons in my environment than any other time in human history? I need more crystalline structure. And so we reevaluate water at that journey from your gut into the crystal form inside your cells, where it turns into that gel battery storage place for that light liberation from the sunlight for the animation of life to happen. And so that's a little bit of a nutshell of a lot more content that could be drilled into, but that's a little bit of that flip on the head of water.